Let's see, Everly, E-V-E-R-L-Y, Simpson, S-I-M-P-S-O-N, 6/28/18. Today is 11/12/25. Everly is a 7-year-old young lady, comes in today with fever 104, cough, congestion, not feeling well, abdominal pain, runny nose. She tested positive for strep and urinary tract infection last Monday. She's been on antibiotic. Tomorrow is her last day. She was doing quite well till yesterday when she started having fever, chills, and the above-mentioned symptoms. So she's brought in today for evaluation period. Medication, Amoxil, which is just about to end. Medical problems, negative. Childhood immunizations, up to date. Surgery, none. No smoking exposure. Allergy, none. The child is awake, alert, non-septic. 55 pounds, 103.2, 98, 130 pulse, 20, 91 over 63. Heart positive, home positive was 2. Tachycardic lungs, few bronchi, abdomen, soft. TM's red, pushed in pharynx is red and inflamed. Neurological non-focal, neck shows no meningismus. Child does not appear to be septic appearing. Flu A is positive, strep negative, COVID negative. Number one, status post-strep infection resolved on amoxicillin. Number two, flu A positive. Number two, Tamiflu, 60 milligram BID. Number three, Bromford DM, PRN for cough. Number four, albuterol inhaler, PRN for reactive airway disease. Number four, lots of liquid. Number five, no nausea or vomiting. Number six, no evidence of volume depletion. Number seven, patient is not septic. Number eight, come back tomorrow if not better. Number nine, patient usually goes to Calvary Clinic. That's C-A-L-V-A-R-Y, who had diagnosed her with strep and flu, and mom says if she doesn't get any better, they would follow up with them. Number 10, mom was given ample time to ask questions before leaving the office. Thank you.